Today's Froggy 99.9. It's Friday, and that means it's time to talk movies with Nell Minow, the Movie Mom, brought to you by The Village Inn. And we've got some fun movies to talk about.
We do have some movies to talk about. Nothing as exciting as Guardians of the Galaxy, which, did I tell you it was going to break the box office record for August?
I think you did predict that, yes.
Yeah, and I was right. So that, I think, will be number one again this week, but we can find a little bit to talk about. First, we've got The 100-Foot Journey starring Helen Mirren. Anything she's in is always worth seeing. This one is produced by Oprah and Steven Spielberg. And you know what that means? It means your heart is going to be warmed whether you want it to be warmed or not. This is, you know, heartwarming to be the band. So Helen Mirren plays a chef who is very jealous and competitive when an Indian family moves in across the street and sets up another restaurant. The 100-Foot Journey, the title, refers to the 100 feet between the two restaurants. And that is a journey that will be taken many, many times over the course of the film. It is sweet, it is charming, it's romantic, and it is food porn, so do not go hungry.
Or just get an extra, extra, extra large bucket of popcorn.
Extra large bucket of popcorn. You're going to want to eat all through this one.
Okay. And we also have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whose idea was it to make this a PG-13 movie? Why? Why? Aww. Why? If you are old enough to see the movie, you are too old to enjoy the movie. The action scenes are well done, but mostly you're shaking your head going, Whoopi Goldberg, why are you in this movie? Just tell me why. Also this week, we've got Into the Storm, and you're going to say to me, didn't we already see that movie, and wasn't it called Twister? And the answer is yes. The special effects have improved since then. So that one had the cow flying around. This one has everything flying around. It's like a buzzsaw moving through the town. So it may not be too fun to watch that happening in Oklahoma, is where this movie takes place. But as I said, the special effects are amazing, and it's short, so it won't take too much of your time. All right, also this week, Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, in his first ever romantic comedy. But this is not Harry Potter. This is definitely for adults only, as he plays a medical school dropout who meets a girl, thinks that she's the one, but she puts him in the friend zone. Takes the whole movie to straighten that one out.
That's a good point to bring up, because kids that are Harry Potter fans are going to want to go see him, and moms and dads need to say, no. Not this one.
Okay. No. It's quite raunchy. Next week, we got a movie a lot of kids are looking for. It's The Giver, based on the book that every middle school summer reading assignment includes. That looks promising. Next week, we also have The Expendables 3. Harrison Ford joins the cast. That is always a good thing.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to your reviews of those movies next week. Thank you, Nell. Giving movie reviews from a mom's perspective every Friday, brought to you by The Village Inn with 3 Fargo-Moorhead locations.